It's been a long week. Like, really, really long, and it feels a lot longer than it should have, and almost nothing good has come out of it. So I thought, let's just relax together, read some poetry, have a good time, that kind of thing, because I know I need to chill out, and I'm sure you guys need to chill out too. So, grab a cup of tea, get all comfy, get under a blanket if you want, and let's read some poetry together. So the first poem I'm doing, I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing this right, but if not, feel free to correct me. I'm pretty sure it's Aobod. It's by Amy Lowe, and it's that type of like poem that refers when it takes place at dawn, if I am correct. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I will not take offense. Anyway, here's Aobod. As I would free the white almond from the green husk, so I would strip your trappings off, beloved, and fingering the small and polished kernel, I should see that in my hands glittered a gem beyond counting. Oh, that's pretty. I really like that one. It's short, it's simple, it's sweet. All right. So the next one is by Audre Lorde, and it's called Recreation. 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 Sorry. Recreation. Recreation. Maybe it's both. I don't actually know. No, it's definitely. You know what? It's by Audre Lorde, and the words are spelled the same. It's just different emphasis on words. So we're gonna go with recreation. Coming together, it is easier to work. After our bodies meet, paper and pen, neither care nor profit, whether we write or not. But as your body moves under my hands, charged and waiting, we cut the leash. You create me against your thighs, hilly with images, moving through our world countries. Fuck. That wasn't. Okay, hold on. Our word countries. It's not world countries. Ugh. All right, hold on. Let me redo this. Recreation by Audre Lorde. Coming together. It is easier to work after our bodies meet. Paper and pen. Neither care nor profit. Whether we write or not, but as your body moves under my hands, charged and waiting, we cut the leash. You create me against your thighs, hilly with images, moving through our word countries. My body writes into your flesh, the poem you make of me. Touching you, I catch midnight. As moon fire set in my throat, I love you flesh into blossom. I made you, and I take you made into me. It's definitely recreation. It's not recreation, it's a recreation. Well, solved that mystery, and I got through it. Woo! I know this isn't really like a super professional type of thing that I do, but I kind of like just hanging out with you guys and reading poems and just kind of chilling. You know, it's fun every once in a while. Like a once a month thing that I kind of do. I like it. I'm having fun. This one I want to save for last because this one is one of my favorites. Okay. So the next one I'm going to read is Erotic Energy by Chase Twichell. Twichell? I think it's Chase Twichell. Do not tell me we're not like plants, sending out a shoot when we need to, or spikes, poisonous oils, or flowers. Come to me, but only when I say. That's how plants announce the rules of propagation. Even children know this. You can see them imitating all the moves. with their bright plastic toys. So that, years later, at the moment, the girl's body finally says yes to the end of childhood. A green pail with an orange shovel will appear in her mind like a tropical blossom she has never seen before. Okie dokie. That was a weird way to end an erotic poem, but not her, me saying okie dokie. Anyway, this next poem is called Seduction by David Russell. I don't know if you can sense the theme. I really like erotic poetry. I don't know. I just think it's really pretty, and it's a fun way to describe it, and I think it's, I don't know. I just really like it. What can I say? Anyway, Seduction by David Russell. He, muscles taut, off springboard thrusts, resilient in buoyancy, slow sweep to surface, breathe. She, lithe with backstroke rippling, firm breasts cresting mild waves, thighs, ankles, near straight, undulating, her back held spirit level, plain ideal eyes closed in a face serene in sensual thrall. All there was foretaste, nuance, all chaste, the changing room's demure. Warm evenings, loose allure, drew both to unintended rendezvous. The mutual friends both wished to stay away. The place had room enough, their glances met. Under two spells, all garments turned diaphanous. Morning's disrobing kindled thoughts, fed impulses, hands touched. One soft shut door the cue. Now lips meet eyelids, cheeks, each other, clenched. Her hand pressed on his crown, massaged. Through long held breath, tongues, lips were coiled, half melted. Squeeze of the waist, they sank to tender press of thigh, of hips, drew back face to face, eyes pulled, immersed. Your flesh just right, a young girl's form, would you undress? I saw you in your trunks, you're lovely, stay with me. Brief promenade, waist linked again, fast heartbeats deepened footsteps with suspense. A whispered tiptoe entry, pause for bathroom, caressaged, last clothed embrace. Heedy the quivering ritual, each other answering, matching that morning's graceful bathing strokes. Each touch of shedding nurturing the fires, each pull of buckle, lace, so lissome. In counterpoint with one soft lamp, aglow with ardent youth restored. Deep torso, shapely limbs, emerges sunrise, sunbathed, fresh. Full muscles toned by swimming's lap, crescendos throbbing. Two beauties, one revealing, beholder and beheld. She, supple, haunches swung, tights loosened, down wardrobe obstacles. He seized, waistband elastic, swept, to open freedom, took the hand, that edged towards her bosom, up her arms, to ratify, surrender, clip asunder, the final black cascade, flesh, bone and muscle interlocked, shoulder to shoulder, raised, clutched, born to couch, breasts, armpits, cupped caress of tender skin over those thrusting orbs. Now passion's tide makes each wave overlap, slow motion's generation, two sighs, One lunge, a soft rotation, slowing, near stop, resume, deep breathing, floating for four diminuendos. A moment of near sleep, sure, premonition of fulfillment. Now the second wind's tornado sweeps through exhaustion's trow, with power of ether's depth beyond their bodies. The slushy gates yield, one mighty flood infusion melts volcanoes. Brief satiations lull, unveiling heavens. With dawn's beams, morning replay, enhanced in fullness, to strength by first flames tempered, with delicacy pure plumbed ocean's beds. On dressing gowns, warm roped, unroped again, to plunge into the other end of water's hot communion, splashing together. Splashing laughter, a place it walked through petaled glades, more smiles, more kisses, then wistful looks and hints of jealousies and thoughts, as if to say, let's not detract from this perfection. At length, fond waves and distances. That was a long one. A little creepy too, the way in the beginning when he said something about a young girl's body. A little creepy. But maybe it was a different time. When was this published? David Russell, poet. Oh no. He's from the 40s. He was born in the 1940s. Okay. So he's just weird. Alright. The next poem is not as long, so you have that to look forward to, and it's called Teach Me by Michael Faudet. Such pretty things you said to me, unbutton me some more, for I am yours to take tonight upon this forest floor. Let's make a bed in autumn leaves and leave no leaf unturned. Beneath these trees, please teach me, please, to learn a love unlearned. What did we think? Did we enjoy that one? I really like anything that's kind of like that because it's just, I don't know, it seems so sweet. I don't know if you can call erotic poetry sweet, but I think it's sweet. So the next one is called Every Day You Play by Pablo Neruda. I hope I'm saying that right. Every day you play with the light of the universe. Subtle visitor, you arrive in the flower and in the water. You are more than this white head that I hold tightly as a cluster of fruit every day between my hands. You are like nobody since I love you. Let me spread you out among yellow garlands. Who writes your name in letters of smoke among the stars of the south? Oh, let me remember you as you were before you existed. Suddenly the wind howls and bangs my shut window. The sky is a net crammed with shadowy fish. Here all the winds let go sooner or later. All of them. The rain takes off her clothes. The birds go by, fleeing. The wind. I can contend only against the power of men. The storm whirls dark leaves and turns loose all the boats that were moored last night to the sky. You are here. Oh, you do not run away. You will answer me to the last cry. Cling to me as though you were frightened. Even so, at one time a strange shadow ran through your eyes. Now, too, little one. You bring me honeysuckle, and even your breasts smell of it, while the sad wind goes slaughtering butterflies. I love you, and my happiness bites the plum of your mouth. How you must have suffered getting accustomed to me. My savage, solitary soul. My name that sends them all running. So many times, we have seen the morning star burn, kissing our eyes. And over our heads, the gray light on wind and turning fans. My words rain over you, stroking you. A long time ago, I have loved the sunned mother of pearl of your body. I go so far as to think that you own the universe. I will bring you happy flowers from the mountains, bluebells, dark hazels, and rustic baskets of kisses. I want to do with you what spring does with the cherry trees. Not gonna lie, that one's very fun. Very, very fun. Closing some tabs. I very much like Pablo Neruda's work, and I'm definitely gonna look more into him from that poem because I really like that one. I like all the imagery, and I liked like the spring. It kind of gave me like a Hades and Persephone vibe, not gonna lie. Sadly, in the romanticized modern way and not the actual storytelling, but like, you know, I can dig it. All right. Next up is called The Ecstasy. The Ecstasy by Philip Lopate. You know, I don't know how to say his name, and I messed up on saying his the title of his poem, so it's gonna go great. All right. The Ecstasy. You are not me, and I am never you. Except for 30 seconds in a year, when ecstasy of coming, laughing at the same time or being cruel to know for certain what the other's feelings, charge some recognition. Not often when we talk, though, undressing to the daily logs of this petty boss. That compliment, curling our lips at a half-announced ambitions. I'll tell you this during another night of living next to you, without having said what was on our minds, our bodies merely rubbing their fishy smells together. The feelings keep piling up. Will I ever find the time to tell you what is inside these trunks? Maybe it's the fault of our language, but dreams are innocent and pictorial. Then let our dreams speak for us, side by side, leg over leg. An electroencephalographic kiss. What is that word? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't expect that. Electroencephalographic kiss. What a word. Why would you put that word in a poem? It's so long. But like, not like in that way. Like, it sounds, it's so different from the rest of this poem. It doesn't mesh. It doesn't make sense. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. Should I try this poem again? You know what? I'm going to be honest. I don't think I should try this poem again because that word is just going to make me laugh every time. And that's not going to be good. That's not fun for you guys because you guys want to hear poetry. And, like, that's what you came here for. And, like, I understand that. So we're going to skip this one. We're just gonna go to the next one. We're gonna do this one because this one does not have that word in it. Gotta get back. All right. Now that we've had that brief little poem mishap, let us read The Sun and the Moon by Nikita Gill. There it is. Okay. Let us read The Sun and the Moon by Nikita Gill. Aim for a love that reminds you of the devotion the sun has to the moon. Whether she's in fractions or she is whole, he still shrouds his intense light in the darkness of the night to give her the entire sky without judgment, so she can shine in any way she wants to. You deserve someone who adores you on the days you are in broken fragments too. You deserve someone who lets you glow in every way you need to. Oh, that's so cute. That's so pretty and romantic. Oh, I like that one. Oh, I really, really, really like that one. Okay. The next one is by Kenneth Patchen. As We Are So Wonderfully Done With Each Other is the title. As we are so wonderfully done with each other, we can walk into our separate sleep on floors of music where the milk-white cloak of childhood lies. Oh, my lady, my fairest dear, my sweetest, loveliest one, your lips have splashed my dull house with the speech of flowers. My hands are hollowed where they touch over your soft curving. It is good to be weary from that brilliant work. It is being God to feel your breathing under me. A water glass on the bureau fills with morning. Don't let anyone in to wake us. That's really sweet too. I really like that one. The next one is called Bar Napkin Sonnet Number 11 by Moira Egan. I think that's Moira. Sometimes I knew someone who spelled their name the exact same way and they said it was pronounced Mora, but I'm pretty sure it's just Moira. Moira Egan. Things happen when you drink too much mezcal. One night, with not enough food in my belly, he kept on buying. I'm a girl who'll fall damn near in love with gratitude. And, well, he was hot and generous. And so the least that I could do was let him kiss me. Hard and soft in any way you want it. Beast and beauty, lime and salt, sweet Bacchus parts. And when his friends showed up, I felt so warm and generous, I let him kiss me too. His buddy asked me if it was the worm inside that makes me do the things I do. I wasn't sure which worm he meant. The one I ate, the one that eats at me alone. That was a little deep and sad. It did not match the vibe. It's still really pretty though. It is pretty. I like it. Alright. This is the one before the last one. As We Lay Side to Side by one of my personal favorites, E.E. Cummings. I actually have his book next to me because I was looking through it to see if I wanted to read any of them from it. Specifically, it's Love, Selected Poems by E.E. Cummings and the art by Christopher Myers. But then I ended up sticking with this one because I like it. So, As We Lay Side to Side by E.E. Cummings. As we lie side by side, my little breast becoming too sharp, delightful strutting towers, and I shove hotly the lovingness of my belly against you. Your arms are young. Your arms will convince me, in the complete silence speaking, upon my body, their ultimate slender language. Do not laugh at my thighs. There is between my big legs a crisp city. When you touch me, it is spring in the city. The streets beautifully writh. It is for you. Do not frighten them. All the houses terribly tighten upon your coming, and they are glad as you fill the streets of my city with children. My love, you are a bright mountain which feels. You are a keen mountain and an eager island whose lively slopes are based in the me, which is shrugging, which is under you and around you. Forever, I am the hugging sea. O mountain, you cannot escape me. Your roots are anchored in my silence. Therefore, O mountain, skillfully murder my breast. Still and always, I will hug you solemnly into me. Woo! Sorry. I have asthma. So that's why you kind of hear me breathing heavy. And I take a lot of breaths. Because I have asthma. Which leads us to our final poem of this fun little time. This is a favorite poem of mine. So, let's all be nice. And we're not going to judge me for it. It is Basket of Figs by Ellen Bass, or Bass. Still not sure. Bring me your pain, love. Spread it out like fine rugs, silk sashes, worm eggs, cinnamon, and cloves in burlap sacks. Show me the detail, the intricate embroidery, on the collar, tiny shell buttons, the hem stitched the way you were taught, pricking just the thread, almost invisible, unclasp it like jewels, the gold still hot from your body, empty your basket of figs, spill your wine, that hard nugget of pain, I would suck it, cradling it on my tongue like the slick seed of pomegranate. I would lift it, tenderly, as a great animal might, carry a small one in the private cave of the mouth. What do we think? I don't know why I keep saying that. Anyway, that was it. Those are all the poems. Again, they will be linked below in case you want to follow along, you want to read them, you want to check them out. Feel free to give feedback, responses, whatever you want to do. I do like talking with everyone. And yeah, I hope this was a good way to end your week and chill with me for a little bit. All right, night, guys. I love you.